Finally I rest, no more guessing where I'm going. Finally I trust that the wind knows where it's blowing. You created heaven and earth long before my birth. The entire universe keeps turning. You hold every child in your arms like the sky full of stars, and they know who you are. I'm learning. Grace, I can feel it. Grace, I can feel it.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the Message Bible today. Matthew, our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. Let's not pretend this is easier than it really is. If you want to live a morally pure life, here's what you have to do. You have to blind your right eye the moment you catch it in a lustful leer. You have to choose to live one-eyed or else be dumped into a moral trash pile. And you have to chop off your right hand the moment you notice it raised threateningly. Better a bloody stump than your entire being discarded for good in the dump. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Look for character. Who preachers are is the main thing, not what they say. Exodus. Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God. They stood at attention at the base of the mountain. No murder, no adultery, no stealing, no lies about your neighbor, no lusting after your neighbor's house or wife or servant or maid or ox or donkey. Don't set your heart on anything that is your neighbor's. Moses spoke to the people. Don't be afraid. God has come to test you and to instill a deep and reverent awe within you so that you won't sin. Nehemiah prayed, "Oh, listen to us, dear God. We're so despised." When Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repairs of the wall of Jerusalem were going so well, that the breaks in the wall were being fixed, they were absolutely furious. They put their heads together and decided to fight against Jerusalem and create as much trouble as they could. We countered with prayer to our God and set a round-the-clock guard against them. Our enemies learned that we knew all about their plan and that God had frustrated it. And we went back to the wall and went to work. And we kept working from first light until the stars came out, half of us holding lances. We all slept in our clothes. I, my brethren, my workmen, and the guards backing me up. The wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul. It had taken 52 days when all our enemies heard the news and all the surrounding nations saw it. Our enemies totally lost their nerve. They knew that God was behind this work. Proverbs, the integrity of the honest keeps them on track. A woman of gentle grace gets respect. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. A good life is a fruit-bearing tree. If you love learning, you love the discipline that goes with it. Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. His students slept. He said unto them, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Could they not watch with him who, waiting and struggling in voiceless agony, held uncomplaining guard over a world? What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. Simply asking that we may love God will never make us love him, but the longing to be better and holier, expressed in daily watchfulness and in striving to assimilate more of the divine character, will mold and fashion us anew until we awake in his likeness. We cannot choose for ourselves, but must work out our salvation in the way Jesus taught, in meekness and might. He was found preaching the gospel to the poor. Pride and fear are unfit to bear the standard of truth, and God will never place it in such hands. We should become more familiar with good than with evil and guard against false beliefs as watchfully as we bar our doors against the approach of thieves and murderers. We should love our enemies and help them on the basis of the golden rule, but avoid casting pearls before those who trample them underfoot, thereby robbing both themselves and others. If mortals would keep proper ward over mortal mind, the brood of evils which infest it would be cleared out. Marriage should improve the human species, becoming a barrier against vice, a protection to woman, strength to man, and a center for the affections. This, however, in a majority of cases, is not its present tendency. And why? Because the education of the higher nature is neglected, and other considerations, passion, frivolous amusements, personal adornment, display, and pride occupy thought. Pride, envy, or jealousy seems on most occasions to be the master of ceremonies, ruling out primitive Christianity. Christians must take up arms against error at home and abroad. They must grapple with sin in themselves and in others, and continue this warfare until they have finished their course. If they keep the faith, they will have the crown of rejoicing. Discussing his campaign, General Grant said, "I propose to fight it out on this line if it takes all summer. Science says all is mind and mind's idea. You must fight it out on this line. Matter can afford you no aid." As in Jesus' time, so today, tyranny and pride need to be whipped out of the temple, and humility and divine science to be welcomed in. A Christian scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory."